Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Footy Casuals. And we are back to give our takes for the round of 16 and react over the final match day for the Euros. It's been an interesting tournament, and it's been very exciting. But hello, Brian. How you doing?
Hello, I'm good. I'm actually very excited. Now we move on to the knockouts, and it gets very interesting from here. Because it's already been very interesting enough, so very, very excited for what's to come. And finally, some teams will permanently be eliminated.
Yes, as Brian is very excited to see some go home.
Yes, very glad, because now some of the people that put me to sleep are just no longer in. Like, I want all the bangers from here on out.
Let's hope there's no more boring 1-0 or 0-0 draws in this tournament. But all right. So I think we talked about the Hungary one. Yeah, we talked about it, right? Talk about the first group. I feel like we didn't do Group A justice because every time, like, I think the only time we put out the prediction or the video ahead of time was like the very first match day, and then never again after that. Yeah. We put it up on the day of, so we never got to give our takes or stuff. But I mean, I guess everyone expected Germany to go through, which is normal. They cut it close a little bit towards the end because they had a last minute winner to win the group. Otherwise,
I'll say it. Switzerland threw that group. Like, they literally could have topped that group if they would have just held on for literally like one or two more minutes. But no, these dudes literally played like their heart out just to throw at the last second, which is sad because I feel like as time was like getting closer to the end, you just felt the momentum shift. But I was like hoping. I was like, just maybe they'll actually, like, hold it through, but no. Because I think they ended up getting, like, 4 minutes extra time. They conceded at, like, the 92nd on, like, a corner, which was, like, just the most sad way to go out. But, I mean, that should have been Switzerland's top of the group, and they should have been set. But, I mean, it is what it is. I feel like either way, they would have been – well, I feel like it kind of worked out better for Switzerland because Germany got placed in the harder side of the bracket, but – Yeah, they should. It would have been better for them to top it. I feel like it would have just been a cooler little storyline.
Yeah, that's very true. There's been a lot of last-minute winners in this tournament. It's not even funny. I mean, there was one in that Hungary match, which is how they were able to beat Scotland at the last second. But there's been a lot of last-second winners, which has been crazy. I mean, I'm all for it, but it's something, you know. But
Italy.
Yeah, except Italy. Oh, no, yeah, including Italy. I'm just saying, at least for this group.
The craziest one. Yeah.
We'll get into that one right now when we get to Group B. But before we move on to Group B, I was going to say, they need to reevaluate the knockouts, the structure, because tell me, how is Germany and Spain topping the group, giving them a harder bracket? And it puts them within, like, they play each other if they win their games in the quarterfinals, which makes no sense at all. Because I would expect them to put them a little further away in the table, maybe. That way they're not, like, they don't play each other right away. Because some make no sense. Like, how does France play Belgium when they're both second-place teams? So, I don't understand that. Like, they need to reevaluate this, man. Like, they need to make, they need to base it based on points, like the best seeded, like backwards, kind of like one, like the one plays the eight, the two plays the seven, stuff like that. So like the best team with the most points will play like the worst team, the worst third place team with the least amount of points, you know? Yeah. I just feel like that's fair because that doesn't make any sense at all. And like we said, like you said, that Switzerland didn't top the group, but they ended up in a better situation because they're on the other side of the table, which has a much easier draw. So I'm like, they ended up the winners, like, because they ended up on the other side, which makes no sense. But I don't know. They need to reevaluate that because it makes no sense. But yeah, But all right, let's move on to Group B. Group A was very crazy. Left a lot of memorable moments, and it kind of left some concerns because was Switzerland just that good, or did Germany only do good against Hungary and Scotland because they weren't as good of a side? You know, because I mean, pre that before that game against Switzerland, they were at what were they at? They were at 7 goals scored, you know. So I'm like, is it just because they played an easier side in the previous games, or was Switzerland just that good? You know, that's the questions that kind of raises.
I feel like Germany definitely was like, I feel like they put on a show the first game, but because of like the level of competition. But after that, I feel like they kind of just started selling. And these dudes need to get rid of Kai Havertz. That dude is so bad. Like, I just want to throw it out there now, man. The amount of opportunities I see that man miss is crazy. But also, speaking about missed opportunities, Scotland needs to be not seen as this dark horse team anymore. We always have this dark horse team, and they just underperform. So I feel like it's about time we just get over the Scotland hype train and then just move on because, man, the amount of times they've sold, like they should have won that Hungary game, but no, these dudes could not get a goal to save their life. And they were like, I feel like for the most part, they're, well, it was that game was pretty close. I'm not gonna say they're dominating it, but I feel like their chances were so much more clear than Hungary's. But I mean, hey man, it is what it is. And Hungary did end up playing a pretty decent tournament. Unfortunately for them, I don't think they made the cut, but
No, they didn't. They just barely missed out.
yeah, props to Switzerland. I feel like they played a really good tournament, and I feel like they're looking good moving into the knockout, so we'll see how it goes for them.
Yes. But yeah, so like I said, Brian's Dark Horse Scotland didn't go through, but we'll see what happens in the next tournament, see how they do. But I'm not putting my eggs in their basket no more because they let me down too many times and I look like a fool.
Me neither.
Yeah, because I for sure thought that Switzerland would have got second. Oh, no, I put Scotland second. I'm tripping. I put them second. I didn't think Hungary were gonna get the top two, but I didn't expect them to end third. But that's on me for putting them too high there. So, and this one, if I remember correctly, Brian, do you remember what you put for these ones?
For the first one?
No, for this group, do you remember?
I swear I put Germany, Switzerland, Scotland, Hungary.
You put
I
what?
believe. Germany, Switzerland, Scotland, Hungary. If I'm not
Yeah, I'm
mistaken.
pretty sure you did. So just a heads up, the way we're gonna do it is 2 points if you get it spot on, 1 point if you get it right, in the sense of like, let's say he put the Germany and Switzerland like swapped places. Like he put some swap, like, oh, he had Switzerland to go through at the top of the group, but they end up second, but they still go through. We'll do it like that for those ones, just to, cause I mean, I feel like you get more of a reward as you get it spot on, cause it's super hard to get it spot on. I feel like it's easier to pick two teams to go through than it is to get it spot on. So we'll do it
Yeah,
like
that's true.
that. If you guys don't like it, well then I mean it is what it is. You guys can always see it as like a how many out of four, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah. So for this one, Brian got 2 points on his. No, he got 4 points because he got the top two right.
Yeah.
For me, all of mine were wrong, so I only get 2 points because I only got one right, which is the Germany one. Obviously, I had Scotland second and Switzerland third and Hungary last. I
Don't
put.
worry, it'll make up for the group B, because, oh gosh, did I get that one?
I did too, kind of, honestly, but it's all right. But yeah,
Yeah.
we'll go like that, and then we'll put the scores up on the screen for you guys to see. But all right, we're gonna go on to the second group. So second group we got here is obviously the end is Spain went through first. They didn't concede a single goal, 5 goals for, none against. They won all three. They're the only team in this competition that won all three games as of now. Yeah, and then Italy second, with 4 points. Croatia third with two, and Albania last with one. So, I mean, I wanted to go all in on the hatred towards Spain because of their bias towards Barcelona, but they did really good, and I feel like everybody else, I feel like Italy and Croatia underperformed. Albania performed well. I feel bad for them because if they were in any other, if they were in any other group, that they would have put in a fight to go
Potentially made it
through.
out,
They could
yeah.
have made it out, at least maybe like a third slot at the most, maybe depending on what group, but it wasn't meant to be. Spain were just very strong. Italy were as shaky as I thought they would be, but I think what ended up happening is that Croatia was even more shaky than they were. But yeah, but what are your thoughts, Brian?
I feel like if there's one team that I've actually seen consistency and I see positive, which like makes me want to put all my eggs into one basket, is Spain. I feel like they've actually looked very attacking and they actually look promising compared to like these other teams, which I feel like every team is like missing a big hole, whether that's like a striker or like a winger or something like that. Like I feel like every team is missing a huge part into their team. But I feel like Spain kind of has it all at the moment, and I feel like they're not really struggling. So, I mean, I feel very confident moving forward with Spain, even though, like, I'm not, don't, like, don't get me wrong, I'm not completely sold on, like, their whole team. Like, I don't like the fact that Morata's, like, one of their big,
Their main strikers.
one of their, like, big attacking forces. But, I mean, A, it's working and it's getting the job done, so. And like props to them. I feel like Italy, I had them doing a lot better, but like the lackluster attack is just getting a little out of hand. I feel like they don't have a proper striker to actually like get some goals for them, which kind of sucks because I feel like they're playing the old Italy ball, which was working for them. Like, don't get me wrong, these counterattacks sitting parking the bus, it was working, but I mean, it's not gonna work if you can't put in a goal. Like, if you don't have a proper striker to score for you, it is what it is. So, I mean, I feel like they need to figure out that attack if they want to be like any promising in the knockouts. Or else, I feel like they'll get bounced out pretty quickly. But you never know. You never know. There could be something crazy. Croatia. Oh my God! Don't even get me started on Croatia. The like these dudes underperformed like crazy, and I don't know what it was. I'm sad to see Luka Modric go out. Like whenever it was the third game, and this man misses a penalty. Like I don't get me wrong, they do score right after, but like him missing that penalty alone just summed up their performance in the group. I was just like, D when does this dude miss? He never misses. So like the fact that he missed, let alone, kind of like got me shook. And then like even his, I don't know if you were watching that game or like if you saw the recap of it. But even his reaction towards the miss, it's just like, dude, like he looks so defeated. And I feel like the team looks so defeated. And yes, like I said, they do score and everything, the vibes change. But like I don't know. I feel like that they were like, the morale was already down. And like they needed something crazy to happen. Like they needed another goal, which they couldn't find, which is unfortunate for them. But I mean, yeah, it kind of just sucks because I feel like I feel like everybody. I'm not gonna speak for myself. I'm gonna speak for a lot of people. I feel like everybody had high expectations for Croatia, but yeah, like you said too, with Albania, I feel like it kind of sucks because they got stuck into the group of death. Because I feel like they were making like some noise and they were actually doing some damage. Like they got some pretty crucial, like games that they actually could have like drew. Like I feel like they could have drew at least two of the games that they played, but I mean. It is what it is. They tried their best. I feel like at worst or at best they would have got third, but like even then I feel like it would have been tough for them to still qualify. But I mean, yeah, they did what they could, I feel like. And I feel like it wouldn't have changed if they're in a different group, but you never know.
It's funny because we talked about Italy's boring Serie A football, which is sit back and counter. It's funny because their defense have been pretty solid. I know they've conceded three, but their defense has been pretty solid. But they don't really have much of an attack going for them, so it's gonna be a little difficult on that aspect. Like I get their traditional style is to sit back and attack, but who do you have to even put the ball in the net? But
Literally.
I'm not surprised, honestly, that they did what they did. Like, obviously, they're sitting back, and then obviously, all they needed was a draw to go through. They didn't need a win, so I'm not surprised. And I was so upset, of course, the last second winner, and of course, Croatia couldn't hold on just to clinch clinch it out. And I knew with 2 points that Croatia was going to go home. It was almost impossible that they would go through. Like, a lot would have had to happen for them to go through. And even then, like, not to be messed up, but they didn't deserve to go through anyways because they played so poorly. But yeah, no, I mean, you said the thing about Luka Modric, but Luka Modric actually hasn't been doing the best on pens lately. Like, he missed, I think, one or two with Real Madrid. Yeah, so he's like pen wise at least, but yeah,
Will say one thing though.
what's up?
I feel like whenever Italy was down to Croatia, their attack actually looked somewhat there. Like, I feel like, I don't know if these dudes just need to have their back against the wall to finally like get a little attack going, but like they were attacking towards the end, and maybe that changes. I mean, I doubt it's gonna change because Italy teams are Italy teams. Like, they're gonna
Yeah.
park the so they don't until they literally are forced not to. But I mean, they showed that they can do it. So I mean, maybe there's like a little promise if you're an Italy fan. I'm just saying that I feel like they need a striker because I feel like a lot of these chances are like so pathetic whenever they actually get like a counterattack. Like, the shots they be putting up are just not it. Like, they need someone like with actual somebody who can actually at least put it on target because a lot of the
Yeah.
time I are just like not even getting like good efforts, but they have like a lot of great chances. They're just not putting in a good shift, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, I mean, I feel like they're hurting a little bit on the striker department. Like, they don't. But yeah, like they don't have like a. Like, I don't want to say Harry Kane because Harry Kane's been a little trash for England, but like they don't have a big striker, like a big name striker that they can throw up. I know they have Scamacca, but I mean he's okay, like nothing too crazy. But they don't have like a huge big name striker that they have up there that they can rely on to get goals and get them through games.
At this, we're bringing your boy
He's
Balotelli.
retired, I'm sure, and way over the hill.
Bring that dude. See if he can create something.
Oh, I know, right? Bring him back, Super Mario. If they have El Shaarawy still on this team, why not? Man,
No,
but yeah.
I just he's just not getting any minutes,
Nah, he's
or like he,
not.
like he's not even starting.
You wouldn't even
Crazy.
recognize him if he played because you know he cut off his mohawk, right? He cut off his patented mohawk.
Did he really?
Yeah, I saw a picture of him. It doesn't even look like him. It looks so sad. I'm like, it doesn't even look like El Shaarawy. He cut off his mohawk and he let his beard grow out. So he looks like completely. He looks like a normal Italian dude. Like, he doesn't even stand out anymore.
That's tough.
I know, but yeah. But yeah, that was Group B. Nothing too crazy, I guess. Croatia obviously let themselves down, unfortunately. And there's gonna be a big change come next tournament, I'm sure, with a lot of the older players heading out and a lot of the more younger players coming into the team. So we'll see what happens. This is probably gonna be now Kovacic's team now because everybody else is pretty much gone for the most part. So he'll
I
probably
like
be
how
the most veteran player left.
I said, talk about nothing too crazy. Great way to segue to Group C because, oh my God, this group was one of the most boring groups I've. Anyway, I like, I don't. It was so boring. I don't even want to talk about this group.
We can
It
go through this one quickly, man.
was such a
All
letdown.
I'm gonna say is, Serbia is funny because they had a great offense, and I think people were they were unsure about the defense, but the defense was one that was solid, and their freaking offense was trash. How do like Mitrovic and Vlahovic not get on the score sheet, you know? And with players like Milinkovic-Savic, it's crazy. In the midfield, it's crazy how they couldn't do anything, man. It was so disappointing. They should have done much better. But yeah. Oh, Brian. Before I get any further, what were your picks for Group B? I forgot to ask you. I know you put Spain third, but I couldn't remember if you put Italy second.
Yeah, I did. I put
Oh,
Croatia
okay.
in Albania.
Well, you got lucky with that Italy one.
Oh, yeah.
You got very lucky.
And I even wanted to put him first, but I didn't.
What's
I
that?
remember I did. I said I wanted to put Italy first, but I didn't because I was like, I wasn't too confident.
Well, good thing you didn't because it saved you there. Just saying.
Literally.
Yeah. Oh, well, you still got two perfect. You got Italy and Albania correct, so at least you got those
Yeah.
two, right? So you're doing better than me. As of now, you're double my points. So I'm at 4, you're at 8. So, but yeah. But back to Group C, because I forgot for a second. But okay, so England was expected to go through, yes, but oh my God, they played so horribly. It's ridiculous. I don't know what they're
Yeah.
gonna do. All the English people, everyone that watched these games, they are just so upset. It's so bad. I don't even know what to say. And it's all Gareth Southgate, 100%. And I mean, I hope this guy goes because he's making these guys play so horribly. Like they have no passion, no effort in the team. They look so dull and dead and
Dude,
like
these guys
defeated.
never played a game together in their life. Like, the lack of chemistry in that team is crazy. You'd think that these guys, like, they always, like, not, I wouldn't say they always play
They're
together,
never
but, like,
around each other, I
yeah,
guess.
you'd think, like, they're on a team, right? So they probably hang out, like, whenever you don't know. Whenever they play against each other, they probably talk, they probably hang out. But no, it literally looks like these guys, like, completely hate each other. They don't hang out ever. And like they just literally show up to work and go home. Like
Yeah.
that's literally what this team looks like, and it's sad because I don't like this attack that was supposed to be one of the craziest attacking teams of all time. Like I better not hear one more England fan say something about this attack because this attack was atrocious. Like they everything needs to go. Southgate needs to go, but like the something crazy needs to go because hey man, all I'm gonna say is Palmer in those 20 minutes that Palmer went in, dude created more chances. I feel like in the whole like group stages basically than like any of the attackers that they had. And I don't even want to hear any of the hate from people saying, oh well, he had a big chance and he missed. Yeah, well maybe if you gave him some more playing time, maybe the shot. But like you really expect a player who had been starting all like every single game for Chelsea. Every single game, like that's why he was putting up proper like performances because he was always in and he was always playing. So you get a lot of runs. So then you kind of get your body used to it and everything's going on. Whenever you sit on the bench for like two straight games and you're not playing and you're not used to sitting on the bench, you tend to not perform how you used to perform. It takes a little bit of rust that you have to get through. So like, yeah, first game I wasn't expecting him to do all crazy. Same thing with what's the other dude? That they brought in the midfielder, I forget his name, from the he's a young kid from
Oh,
Man
Minor?
Go Mainoo,
Kobe
Kobe.
Minor? Yeah, Kobe Minor.
Dude is literally like such a young kid, and I feel like this dude brought like more energy than any of the midfielders that they have. So like I don't know, like I feel like something needs to change, and like I feel like they need to start getting some more minutes because I feel like I don't know, like I personally at this rate I would take out Saka and throw him in and throw Palmer in at the right wing, and then I feel like you can even throw
Not
Cody anywhere.
Foden?
No,
You
get
wouldn't take
Foden.
out Foden?
I wouldn't take off Foden because I feel like I wouldn't want to play Saka on the left wing.
No,
I don't.
well, can't Palmer play left wing?
He doesn't play good when he's on the left wing. He plays better when he's on the right wing.
Does he?
Yeah,
Damn.
like way
You guys got too many right wings in this squad then.
we do, and
Oh,
that's
man.
problems too. These guys just don't like calling people from other positions. Like, oh my, there's so many problems. And like thinking back, like looking at this team, I see a lot of holes and a lot of problems. But like you kind of like look past that because of their so-called amazing offense, but. What a way to look back at it now. The most boring team or the most boring group with the most draws. Like, oh my God, this group was sad.
So Denmark, I mean, they did all right. Like I said, all these teams, like I'm not gonna lie to you, I feel like this team underperformed. I feel like if all these teams were in a different group, I feel like there's a chance that none of these guys go through at all.
It
Like
was very.
the only team that I feel excelled and did what they were supposed to do was Slovenia. I expected
Oh yeah,
what from
Slovenia.
Slovenia, what they did, they had to do that, and I expected that from them
Yeah.
100%. So I applaud them. Congratulations, you guys have yet to win a game at the Euros. But you have gone through to the knockout, so that's exciting, I guess. But everybody else, I feel underperformed like crazy. Like Denmark, I feel like we're very lackluster as well. Like they could have done better, especially since in the last Euros, I believe they made it to the semis. And then how do you go from semis to barely making it out of the group stage with such an easy group? Like no offense, but it should have been like England should have won this with 9 points and a lot of goals, and Denmark should have just barely ended up on second with like 6 points. Like no offense to Slovenia or Serbia, but they all could have done much better. But this game was so boring. I'm so glad I didn't get to watch many of these group stage games, but I'm upset that I watched like two halves of in England of two England games because they were so bad. It was so bad. I was at work, but I was like, hey, I got time to watch this game. I was like, oh, nice. I shouldn't have done that. But okay.
I
But
know.
yeah.
I got stuck watching some of those games. Like, I remember I was watching the Serbia Slovenia game, and I was just like, thinking back on it now, just like, why did I watch that game? Like, I feel like that game was actually one of the more entertaining ones. Like, I think that's the one where they scored like all last
Oh, the
minute.
last minute winner, yeah.
But like, still, like, I could have been doing something else, man. But like, I had faith in like every game, you know? I'm just like, you know what? Like, I don't get to tune into many games, so let me tune in. And unfortunately, I tuned into like the most boring one,
Yeah.
sadly. Happened to be that way.
Do you know who you put for this one besides England? The
I
top.
want to say I put England, Denmark, and I don't know. I
You
want to say
probably
I
went
put like
Serbia and Slovenia,
I want
probably.
Slovenia,
Probably went that way. Okay. Well, still looking good, Brian, at the moment. You at every single one, you're at least like 2 for 4, which is
decent.
crazy. Yeah, you're doing pretty good. But I know there's a all I say there's a group that I got perfect, so I'm excited for that one.
Oh.
All right, so here we go. What's that?
I was like, I'm assuming it's group F.
Maybe.
But
But
anyways,
yeah,
group
all right.
D,
Group D.
shake actually the biggest shakeup we had, I would
Yes.
say.
Oh yeah.
You want to start it off? I'll let you start it off.
Yeah, I'll start it off. So, nobody expected this from Austria at all. I'd say that no one did. Maybe not even the Austrians themselves, but
I did.
I mean, you did not put Austria this high up, but I mean, I guess Ralf Rangnick really turned that team around, which is crazy because he could have turned around Man United, but they're like, nah, you can go. So he's like, all right. So instead, he's like, let me turn around Austria. So he did that. So Austria had a great game against the Netherlands. Like, I don't want to say the Netherlands threw because I feel like Austria just played that good. Like, I don't want to take anything away from either Austria or Netherlands. I feel like they both played really well, and it was just very unlucky for them to not win that game. But yeah, I mean, a congrats to Austria. We'll see how they do and in the knockouts, but it's a big deal, you know. Netherlands goes through on third with 4 points. But the story of the big one here is, okay, so Poland made some changes in this game. So first of all, they started Lewandowski, I believe, right? I think they did. They started Lewandowski, but the crazy thing is that they benched Szczęsny, who's been their goalie, and the goalie they brought in, that guy was making saves like his life depended on it. He had a great game, insane game, which is crazy because Szczęsny's been their main goalkeeper since like forever. So for him to come in and really make the difference for them is huge for Poland. I mean, don't get me wrong, like I would say this because it messed up our brackets, man, but whatever. But Poland, I applaud them because a lot of teams, once they're out, like, well, what do we have left to play for? But they did what you're supposed to do. Just like in a lot of the small teams in like leagues, like when you know you're not gonna make anything or you're not gonna go anywhere, or you're, let's say you got relegated and you're going down, you like, well, you see it, you might as well take some teams with you, so you might want to give them some like some trouble. So that's what you want to do, is you make things miserable for the big teams, and that's what they did. They make things difficult for France. They drew with them, bring them down to second, because obviously with that win they would have topped the group, but instead they end in second, and it puts them in a much difficult path to the final than would have been beforehand otherwise. So I applaud Poland for putting up a fight and not just rolling over, and they got a point and they made a big difference and impacted the table in a way. So it made things a little more exciting towards the end, but yeah.
And that's the right thing to do too, because you got to remember you're representing your country and you don't want to look like you don't want to go out sorry for your country. Like, if you know you're gonna lose, at least give it everything you have, so like it can at least look like, oh yeah, we tried our best. Yes, we didn't have the better team, but hey man, like we literally gave everything we have. You never want to like look like, oh, you already know this is an L, so like you're just gonna sweep by the game, let it happen, take your L and move on. Like, no, you never want to do that. So like you said, shout out to them for doing that and for not giving up, because they easily could have gave up. But
Very, very true. But yeah, but what do you think about the Austria Netherlands games? You think it was a good game? You think it was just Austria wanted it more? Because I don't think Netherlands threw. I feel like Austria just played better. They just got the
yeah,
result.
honestly, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like, because whenever I was watching it back, this is one of the games I didn't get to watch.
Me
I
neither.
feel like, yeah, I feel like Netherlands did kind of sell, because like it all started with the own goal. I feel like it kind of put Netherlands in like a bad spot, but I mean they did end up like getting a goal back, but then I feel like Austria just caught steam and they were kind of like trading at a point. But
Yeah.
I don't know, I feel like, I want to say it was more Netherlands kind of threw the game, but I mean I don't want to take it away from Austria, because Austria played a really good game. So I don't know, I feel like this was just one of those games where like you can't make a mistake, because like the mistake's gonna cost you based on how good they were both playing. So I will give it to Austria, because I mean I feel like they did put in a good game. Like, it's not like they literally were like selling, like Netherlands was literally just selling, like they were putting up their goals too. They did put up their goals. They responded every time that Netherlands scored, they would respond. So shout out to them. But I feel like Netherlands could have took this game. I feel like they just kind of sold it a little bit.
Had they won this game, they would have topped the group.
They
You know
would
what's
have topped the group.
crazy? If Netherlands had won this game, they would have topped the group and France would have finished third.
Yep.
Wait.
And
Wait,
France could
did
have
I?
low-key been out,
No.
right?
No,
Because of
no,
the
no, no, no,
point.
I'm wrong. I think I said this wrong. France could have ended third if Poland had won, because Netherlands had more goals scored than they did. So had Poland won it, France would have went through third, which is crazy if you think about it. I don't know,
And
man. Yeah.
oh my God, don't even get me started with France, dude. I'm so mad at like France's performances, because I came into this Euros like expecting France to
To
go
do well,
crazy.
yeah.
I'm like, you know what? And Bobby keeps talking about how he's never won a Euro, how this tournament's like one of the best tournaments. Then like this dude's like
He
goes like,
jinxed himself.
yes, he did get hurt, but like, dude, I his like the opportunities he missed. I'm still like getting flashbacks to that one wide open opportunity he had that he missed to the far right. But like, dude scored a penalty and that
Oh
was
my
it.
God, yeah.
But like, I was expecting this dude to drop like hat tricks, or at least like a brace in like one of the games. But this dude was like not there. Their attack was not there. They're still playing old Griezmann, who's literally like just needs to get dropped. Like, that
He
dude is
didn't play this
back.
game, you know? He finally got benched. Finally.
But like, what are they doing, man? Like, I don't see no promise. I feel like Dembele's been playing horrible.
Yes, and he doesn't get
Barcola,
subbed out.
and then he is that one piece that has been playing horrible, and he will not get dropped. Like, that dude will stay there forever. They have to have something with that dude. Like, they love that dude for, like, I don't know. Like, they just seem to have no replacement for him. I feel like Barcola played okay, but like, I feel like he could have played better. And then just like, I don't know, man. Like, even the thing that we saw today, where like you just really don't know what's gonna happen with France. I know Alfonso today sent me a message or a thing on Twitter, basically saying how like Deschamps wants to play, or how he tried out
Oh
Camavinga.
yeah, at left back.
I was just like, and me and him like kind of joke about it, because I remember when Real Madrid played Camavinga left back, he hated it. And I was just like, yeah, I was like, great, put him in the position he loves to play. Like, what are they doing, man? I feel like they're just such a lost club. Just like England, there's just no hope for France, man. Like, I feel sorry for them, because they were supposed to also be like this crazy team. And don't get me wrong, Poland was like, I'm pretty sure they were like parking the bus the whole game, I believe. I at least from what I remember seeing like in the replay. But like, hey man, you're France. You have this crazy team. You should be able to put up these goals. And you have so-called Mbappe, the best player in the world right now. So like, come on, man. He should get more than just one penalty. But
Fun fact, they've scored two goals. One was an own goal, one was a penalty.
Oh, and that's what I was gonna bring up right now too. I was just like, how are you gonna have this crazy team and only put up one goal? Literally, like, oh my God.
Exactly. I don't
Hey,
know what's
but
going on, man.
the defense is the problem. The defense is the
It's
problem.
not. That's why when I saw that headline, I guess supposedly they did a practice game with Camavinga at left back, and then the other team had Ferland Mendy at left back. I'm like, I'm telling you, Theo is not to blame. Do not drop Theo. Don't get me wrong, I love Camavinga and also Ferland Mendy. They're great, but Theo is that guy. He needs to stay there. Do not mess with that left back. If you're gonna mess with the position, you better drop that right back because, like I said, I remember right from that very first game. No, the Netherlands game when Gakpo literally kept splitting and he kept running past Koundé all game long. He was just feasting on him. So if anything, they need to drop that right back. But the defense has been solid. They've only conceded one goal, honestly. So the defense isn't the problem. And it was a pen, you know. The problem is the midfield slash attack. Like I said, they finally dropped Griezmann, and I would hope so after that disaster class against Netherlands when he missed. No, was it Netherlands or when he missed that sitter?
Yeah, I think it was Netherlands.
I think it was, yeah. But I was like, when he missed that sitter, I was like, bro, I was like, are you kidding me? He was so bad that game. I was so happy they finally dropped him. But like we said, they need to drop. They need to drop Dembele because I'm like, I don't know what they're doing, but they need to drop him. They finally played Barcola. We've been saying that they need to play Barcola, but like they need to make some changes, man. And I don't know why I don't rate Rabiot. I don't like Rabiot, and he loves Rabiot. He won't
Me
drop
neither.
him.
I do not like Rabiot at all.
He needs to put Camavinga in there in that slot. And they need to leave Tchouaméni and Kanté to be CDMs, but then put in somebody else in the midfield with them that can be creative. And I feel like Camavinga. Now I'm just being biased. Throw Zaire Emery in there. It doesn't have to be Camavinga, but I just don't like Rabiot, honestly. I feel like he doesn't bring much to the team.
Stop bringing in Giroud too.
Oh my
Oh.
God, yes, no.
And I say it literally every episode, but like it's because they keep bringing him on. Like, stop bringing him on, man. It gets me so mad knowing that this dude's literally on his last straw and they keep bringing him up. Like, just let it go. Man's over the hill, but just
Yeah.
putting Kolo Muani, which they did this time. They
Yeah,
did,
they
but how many
did.
minutes do you think he played?
Like
Four.
nothing. Yeah,
So
like nothing. It's so bad.
bet you expect them to put a shift with 4 minutes.
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
what is he gonna do? Please tell me what he's gonna do.
Bro, that's like the biggest insult. Like, if I was a footballer and I got subbed in for 4 minutes, I'm like, bro, what's the point? What am I gonna do? I won't even get to touch the ball. I'm like, what's the even
Literally.
point? Like, it's subbing in a player. Like with the last couple of minutes left is the biggest disrespect in my opinion, and I would rather not go in at all than play for four freaking
Same.
minutes than play for
Same.
4 minutes. Like so you
And
see
the fu
games and they sub in at stoppage time and you're like, what am I doing here?
And the funny thing is that like sometimes whenever these players get subbed in, they're like you just see the coach like showing them all these crazy tactics. Like, what tactics are they gonna do in 4 minutes? Like please tell me what they're gonna do with the 2 minutes left on the clock that you're like telling them so
Yes.
much stuff to do. Like in my head they have to be saying something like, yeah, just go out there, pretend like we're saying something right now, but yeah, when you go out there, just end the game. We're
Just
doing
run
this to
around a
waste
little bit.
time.
Yep.
Yeah, like we're just doing this to waste time, but yeah, that's about it. All right, go on the pitch. But like, oh my
Yeah.
God, poor him, man. They need to give that dude some minutes because Mbappe alone, I don't think it's gonna happen like that.
Nah, definitely not. I know they're saying that they should put Mbappe on the left wing, but I mean, I don't know, man, because I don't know if you can trust, like, I don't know, because Giroud's not it, obviously. Kolo Muani, yes, but it's tough because I'm like, I don't know what they could do there.
But I feel like they just need to make a change, like anything
Oh,
at
yeah,
this
a big
rate.
change for sure, honestly. They need to make
Like,
some big adjustments.
because, and I feel like their experimental time is over because now that you're in the knockouts, it's like, do you really want to experiment in the knockout? But I mean, I don't know if they'll have a choice. I mean, we'll see how this. I feel like they got somewhat saved because they're playing Belgium, and Belgium's not really the best of teams at the moment. But oh, good luck to France. I was telling Alfonso before we recorded, I'm kind of glad that France and Belgium are playing because one of these boring teams is no longer going to be in. So, like, for I hope for like just the knockouts that the game's exciting and it's like a 3-3 shootout or something crazy, but I'm pretty sure it'll probably be a nil-nil goes to penalties type of game based off how they've both been performing. But yeah,
I
that was
believe it.
that.
But yeah, so let's move on to Group E.
Oh, do you want to count up the points for that?
We only put Poland right. I feel like all of us got that one wrong. I'm
Yeah.
pretty sure there's no way we would have predicted this. So I put our points for Poland because that's the only one I could see that logically that we put. On to Group E. All right, so very interesting here. So we got Romania first, Belgium second, Slovakia third, and Ukraine fourth.
All with four.
Yes, all with 4 points. Literally, Ukraine is the first side to get eliminated with 4 points, which is crazy because they could have beat other teams to go through with that points margin, but they got knocked out. And it's just so unfortunate. But I mean, they can't blame anyone but themselves. All I'm gonna say is that I'm a little upset because if they hadn't lost that first game or had conceded so many goals, they could have went through. And who was the goalkeeper in the net? Obviously, it was Lunin. So it's a little, it's very disappointing because like I don't want him to think that it's because of him or this or that or like people are gonna blame him. But they could have gone through 100% had those errors or mistakes had not happened.
They could have topped the group.
They could have, honestly. It's very disappointing, but there's not much you can do about it. It's just the luck of the game, luck of the draw. They were unlucky there. Belgium were not gonna lose there. Okay, so what I don't understand is why does Kevin De Bruyne get the man of the match? I don't understand why. Like, what did he do? Like, I get it. He's a great player and all, but it should have went to like a goalie or a defender because they kept that nil-nil draw, you know, like all they needed was a draw. Like I know I saw a comment, I guess that he got mad that they're like criticizing them for like defending. But he goes like, but had we went open and we conceded, we would have lost and we would have been out. So, like, why does it matter? You know, like I guess they're criticizing them for like sitting back. But all they needed was a draw, so I don't blame them at all. Obviously
Yeah,
Ukraine struggled.
two things real quick before you move on, now that you
No,
mentioned
go ahead.
one thing, whenever I've seen Kevin De Bruyne get the Man of the Match trophy, why are you so happy, man? You guys literally drew against Ukraine. Why is man so happy that he won the Man of the Match? And second of all, have you seen that video wherever everyone's booing and they were gonna go clap to the fans, but De Bruyne himself literally told the whole team to just go inside because everybody was booing them? I don't know if you've
No,
watched.
I
It's a
didn't see that.
very, yeah, it's a no bueno look for him because they were about to go clap everybody or like to the fans basically, but they're literally getting booed so bad that he just tells everybody to just go inside, like to not even clap. And I'm just like, dude, what kind of like. Yeah, you deserve to get booed. You should stay there and literally just sit there and soak some boos. Like, that's what you guys deserve. Don't be going out all mad just because they're booing you because you put a shitty performance again. Like, whose fault is that besides yours? So, like, you literally just gotta take it in. Like, take it with, or take it to the chest and just, like, stop shying away from it because, man, like, they deserve to get booed based off that performance.
Yeah, honestly,
But.
they did, but it is what
Yeah,
it
if I
is.
find a video, I'll send it to you because it was a very bad look. I'm
Yeah,
not gonna
send it
lie.
to me. But yeah, and then Romania, congratulations to Romania. I slept on you guys massively. I didn't think you guys could do it. I didn't think you guys would do it, but hey, you guys pulled it out, honestly. So congrats to you guys. You guys did very good against Ukraine, and then you did what you needed to against Slovakia. You know, which is it's good. You guys go through. You guys top the group. No one expected that, and I'm pretty sure they got rewarded with an easier draw on an easier side. But yeah, It was tough, but it was a low scoring group, but it was a very exciting group, I want to say. Like not a lot of goals were scored, but it was exciting. It was a good group. I would say it's a little unfortunate for Ukraine.
Yeah,
But yeah.
I just sent you the video, by the way, if you want to watch it really
Oh,
quick.
okay.
But
Let me watch it.
yeah, while well, you watch it, I feel like I was very sad for Ukraine because I feel like this was kind of Ukraine's best chance, like in a while, to actually do like real damage here. And then also like Slovakia, like I feel like they also could have put in a shift. I feel like the only team that like was actually somewhat playing bad was Belgium, but like they obviously have their struggles because Romania, obviously, this is a very good result for Romania. I mean, I feel like none of us really had Romania up here, and I mean, I feel like their team has actually looked very like positive attacking wise, and I'm actually excited whenever I like watch some Romania games because I'm not gonna lie, before this, like the Euros, I had not known anybody on Romania's team, period. So, like the fact that they were actually putting in a shift, it was very exciting to watch them. And no, like I feel like this group, although they all had 4 points, it was way more exciting than like the England group. So like, don't let the points fool you. I feel like it was a pretty good group. Although we do like mention a little bit of bad things about the teams, but I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, but yeah, oh, I saw the video by the way, and yeah, I get you. He does tell him to go, but I mean, I don't blame them, man. They just step back and just hope for a draw, and that's kind of boring, you know? Like, imagine you spent money to go see them play, and you just see them sit back and do nothing. You'd be like, bro, what are you guys doing? I mean, I get it. They just needed a draw, they played for that draw, and that was it. But it was a little lackluster, and it wasn't the best performance, so we'll see. But I don't feel that they'll make it very far themselves either way, so it is what it is. But yeah, for this group, I want to say the only one I got right was Slovakia, because I can't see myself putting Romania above Slovakia, because I know for sure I feel like I slept on Romania.
I think I went I think I went Belgium, Ukraine,
You
Slovakia,
did.
Romania.
Okay,
I went.
so you got Belgium in second. So, well, I got Belgium right. Hey, look at that. I said that they would underperform, right?
Did say that.
I said they would underperform and they would throw. If it wasn't for the fact that I'm not saying that Ukraine threw, but had Ukraine done better, they could have went through. This group is tough because, Slovakia, I don't know if it was that Belgium underperformed like crazy, you know, like they did very bad, but like no offense to Slovakia, but I feel like the only reason they won that game, like not take any credit away from them, but was because Belgium did so bad like themselves that they won the game because they took advantage of their chances and then Belgium could not, so Belgium lost it. But I feel
You know
like if
what's
not
crazy?
for that, they would have won.
If Ukraine would have put one good like victory aside of what they had right now, they would have topped the group and you would have guessed it perfectly. I'm pretty sure.
No, because Romania topped the group, so it would have been tough.
Okay.
They would have had to swap places. So, had they not got
Yeah.
destroyed by Romania, then yes, that would have been correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it is
Crazy.
what it is.
Yeah.
Not much that can be done, unfortunately, but yeah.
Then we move to the group that you guessed perfectly.
Yes. Okay, so, oh man, I haven't even been telling these points right, man. I just barely realized that. And I just barely realized I've been telling the group points right.
Have you only been counting the ones that are like spot on?
Yeah.
Really?
I wasn't. Yeah, I know. I wasn't putting in the ones that went through still.
Do that. I'll look back, or I'll look at the next group, which was the Portugal, Georgia, Czechia, and Turkey.
Yes,
So honestly, I feel like, and this is a very, very bold take, I feel like if Czechia did not get that red card, they don't lose that game against Turkey. I feel like they draw against Turkey. I feel like that really kind of gave Turkey the only like. The only, how would I say it? Like, they're only chance at victory, because I mean, they were playing pretty good.
The
But I
momentum
feel like,
shifted.
huh?
The momentum shifted.
Yeah, but I feel like Czechia literally, like, they had so many opportunities in that game, and I feel like they were actually playing a pretty decent game that they could have got a draw and it could have changed things. But I mean, hey, shout out to Turkey for like taking advantage of what they were given. And then we go to the Portugal Georgia game where, oh my God, did Portugal look atrocious. I'm seeing a lot of slander again on Ronaldo, and once again, you tend to see that whenever Portugal loses, like it's never, nobody else is ever to blame. But like, I'm looking at a lot of these replays and like they're not getting Ronaldo the ball. Yes, they're getting Ronaldo the ball, but are they getting it to him? Like, are they actually setting him up for like some great positions? I didn't see that. But I mean, hey, what's it called? Georgia put on a great performance. Kvaratskhelia, I'm gonna call him, got a great early goal.
Kavara,
Yeah, I don't even want to try to say his name.
yeah.
But he put on a very early goal, which I feel like shift the momentum early on for Portugal, and I feel like from there they were just kind of like put into a panic mode, which they weren't really able to respond from. And it's kind of scary because this kind of, I'm not gonna lie, this kind of makes me question Portugal. I feel like they were one of the stronger teams, like putting in pretty good performances. But I feel like with this last one, like, I don't know, do you really want to go into the knockouts with this loss like kind of weighing on you? I don't know. I feel like it was just a very not good look for Portugal, and I feel like for once they actually looked very, not defeated, I would say, but like a little lackluster. Which,
Deflated, huh?
yeah, played a little lackluster. But I mean, what were your thoughts on these games?
Well, first of all, for the Portugal game, they said, well, we pretty much have first place locked away. There's no chance that we lose this. Let me put it this way. Let's say, look, they lost 2-0. Basically, Portugal would have to have lost 4-0, in order for them to what's it called? In order for them to have what's the word? Not got first. I don't even know how, because
Yeah.
it goes points, goals for, goals against, and they would have been tied on goals against.
Yeah,
So
goes
then it
up
would have
too.
went down to yellow cards. And thanks to Rafael Leão, I'm pretty sure that Portugal would have lost the yellow card fight. And other players too, but my point is that I'm pretty sure they felt comfortable enough that they didn't need to do anything special. They pretty much rotated their entire team for the most
Yep.
part, and not only that, they ran a three back. So all I will say is Portugal should never run a three back again.
They've been running a three back.
No, they haven't been.
I swear they've been running a three back.
No, they haven't been running a
And
three
they've
back.
been dro I swear they run a three back and they just dropped the wingers.
Let me see. Let me pull. I'm pretty sure they haven't been. No, they ran a four back against Turkey. They ran a 4-2-3-1.
Really?
Yeah, they had a 4-2-3-1 against Turkey, and then against Czechia, they ran a 3-4-3. Oh, I guess they ran a three back. But in that formation, they had two fullbacks playing left and right mid.
Yeah,
So if anything, that's more of a five back in that one,
yeah.
but. This is different because they had Pedro Neto, and he is a
Oh,
winger. He does not
yeah.
play left back. They had Diego Dalot. He is a fullback, so essentially they're playing almost like a four back. But I don't think they should run this formation ever again. And also, Antonio Silva should never suit up for Portugal for the rest of this tournament. He was literally the reason they lost this game. When he
Yeah.
lost the when he turned the ball over in the very beginning to concede the goal, and then that penalty, oh my God, I don't know what the heck he was doing, man. He literally chopped him at the feet and he went down. Like, I know people might call it soft, but he literally kicked the hell out of his shin and got no ball. That's a pen any day of the week. So he literally lost them that game. The fact that he didn't get a lower rating than a 5.8 is crazy, but he essentially lost in that game. And I get it that they want to rotate the squad because they essentially had one, but I don't know why you don't you just fully commit and rotate everybody. They left Ronaldo in. He got subbed out in the 66th minute, but they shouldn't have even played him at all. They should have just let him rest at that point. And then What else? They had Paulinho in here. They should have rested him as well. And then I figured might as well rest the goalkeeper. But I mean, the goalkeeper doesn't really need a rest. I mean, goalkeepers don't really exert as much energy as the rest of the players. But I feel like Jose Sa would have been okay for one game, you know. But yeah, I get what they were trying to do. But I mean, it could have costed them in the long run. But I don't know, man. It's the but all I know in that game, I thought that Konsei Kyle had a great game, and I feel like he should start. Oh, I mean, it's tough. I don't. It's tough. I don't want to say start over Bernardo Silva because it's tough because Bernardo Silva's not good as a winger, you know. But to bench him is kind of tough. So it's difficult.
And I
But
feel like, go ahead.
no, I was saying that I just felt like he did good.
Yeah, I feel like a common trend in this tournament is a lot of people are getting played out of position, and I feel like this is what's hurting the team. But
You're
I don't
very right
know.
about that, honestly.
Like I'm starting like you're literally seeing like a common trend with like so many teams where like, people are just getting placed out of position. And I feel like that could be a reason why a lot of people are underperforming. I mean, don't get me wrong, they could just be playing terribly. But I mean, like I feel like that has to do with something because like at some point, like we got to start like piecing or like puzzling some things together. And I feel like that's one common trend that we keep seeing. But
Yeah, I mean you're right about that. I mean a lot of players are playing positions that they don't usually play for their clubs, so obviously it throws them off massively.
yeah.
It's normal, but yeah,
Oh, and
that.
one that did happen again. Ander Guler was back into the starting
And he was
rotation.
balling.
He was back into the starting rotation.
And he was balling.
But can we talk about how Turkey had like everybody on a yellow card? Literally, like their whole squad. Their goalie got a yellow
I don't even know how the goalie gets a yellow card. You have to do a lot to get a yellow card as a goalie, so that's funny. I mean, dissent. I was when I mean, you like talk back. I forget what it's called, but
11 yellow cards, so
Oh,
great for.
so maybe Portugal would have still went through with the yellow cards then.
Maybe they would have went. This is one game. How do you get 11 yellow cards in a game?
They had 9 yellow, no, 10. Oh, they did have 11 yellow cards, and one guy didn't even play.
When was the backup goalkeeper on the bench as well? How, man? How does the backup goalkeeper on the bench get a?
Even know, man. That's so funny, though.
Oh my
They
God!
got a
But
little excited there, but props to Turkey, you know.
they did pull
They're.
it back.
Yes, but they got lucky. Had they not scored that winner, they would have got third, and Georgia would have went through second. So, they got very lucky there. But Turkey, they've been doing pretty good, I feel. They just gotta keep the guys that work, man. Stop benching the guys that work and just put in the good players that you want to put in. I guess supposedly Brian in that second game, when they played Portugal, remember when the goalkeeper conceded that nasty goal, the own goal? I guess they subbed out their goalie and put in their sub goalie. I don't know why they're rotating goalies like that, but especially when the group's not wrapped up. I don't know if they thought, well, we're gonna lose to Portugal regardless, so why not rest our main guy? I don't even know,
Yeah.
but who knows, man? But yeah, they almost didn't pull it off. But yeah, but hey, like I said, props to Georgia. They qualified their first tournament, the first Euros tournament, and they qualified for the group stage, another group, the knockout stage. So that's very exciting for them. I mean, I was hopeful this would happen, and it did.
Too bad they play Spain, though. I feel like literally, like the one team where I feel like it could have been a definite L, that's the one they got. But it is what it
Yeah.
is.
All right. What did you pick? You went Portugal one, right?
Yeah, I went Portugal. I want to say I definitely had Chesnya last. I don't know if
Chesney?
I had. Yeah, I don't know if I had Georgia or Turkey though. I don't
I don't
remember.
know. I feel like you put Georgia bottom. I feel like you didn't have faith in Georgia, did you?
I don't. I probably didn't. I probably chose Turkey second as well.
I think you got the group exact yourself, you know?
But we could just tally it up like that. Like if I got it right, and then at the end, if I didn't, we could just change it.
All right.
But yeah, now we get to our actual guessing of the knockouts, and I'm actually excited because I feel like we have a good perception of how teams actually play. We know who's in form and who's out of form. So it's going to be very exciting. I feel like these guesses should be hopefully a little bit more on the spot than our group
Oh, wait,
guesses,
hold
honestly.
on. So,
Kind of.
before we go through, we forgot to go over the third place team. So,
Oh.
we didn't get any of these guys right, I'm sure. There's no way. So, we're not even gonna go through, 'cause I know for a fact, I don't think we had Slovakia or Slovenia going through. And I don't.
Honestly, I swear I had Georgia going through the third place teams.
Yeah, but we don't have the label, like the placing right, you know? The placing would have been kind of tough. I don't even know where we would have put these guys.
Who would have thought last in the third?
That's crazy. That's the crazy one. That's the crazy one to see that they would get bottom last in the third place teams. But yeah, so as of now on paper, Brian has gotten 12 exactly spot on, and I've gotten 11 spot on out of how many are there? So four. So let's see. There's one, two, three, four, five, six. Six, 24. So you got half. So you got a 50. So 50%. And I'm like at like a little bit under 50%. So not bad, you know, considering the crazy upsets. Yeah, we'll take it. All right, so unfortunately with Foot Mob, it won't let you go back to the predictor, annoyingly so, because I was gonna have us go back to the predictor and use it to like plug in what we think for the knockouts and all that, but it won't let you go back to it at all. And I can't find one, and I don't want to use tier list for this one, so we'll use this, and then we'll see if I can give a little razzle dazzle and like fancy it up a little bit. We'll see how that goes, but
No, just imagine it in your head. All that
or
matters is
we'll see how
the
I feel because it's a lot of work and I'm not the best at all this, so we'll see how it goes. We'll see. But all right, we're gonna pick our picks for the round of 16. So what we're gonna do for this one is we're gonna put one whole thing so we have everybody going through. And then after that we'll just do it week by not week by week, by round by round. So like after the quarters, I mean the round of 16, we'll go from there and pick who we think is gonna advance to the semis, and then who we think is gonna go to the finals and win it all. So yeah, you wanna go first, Brian? Wait, hold
How do
on.
you
Let
want to
me.
do? Do
What
you want me
happened?
to guess everybody, or do you want me to guess a side, or how do you want me to do it?
You can guess everybody. So go from, you know, you can go left and right. Oh, you can go left. Yeah, you can go left and right. You know.
All right, I'm gonna do all left to get it to the person I think is gonna get to the final, and then I'll do all the right.
There you go.
All right. So for the first game, unfortunately, Georgia, I feel like your run is over. I feel like Spain is too crazy of a team, especially right now in the form that they have, to like kind of knock out. I mean, there's crazy things that can happen. I mean, they for like forbid they could get like a red, or they can get like some crazy injury or something. Like, we obviously don't want that, but like that can happen, and Georgia could end up winning. But I just don't think that's gonna happen. So I'm gonna have Spain going through. Then we go to Germany, Denmark, and I feel like once again this is a pretty easy game for Germany. I feel like yes, they did perform a little bit like too good at the start, and like the performance started dropping a little bit. But I just feel like the confidence is there. They're still the home team. Don't get that twisted. And now at the knockouts, you best believe the fans are going to be even crazier than they were before. So I'm gonna have Germany going through. Then we got Portugal and Slovenia, I believe, right?
Yeah, Slovenia.
Or yeah, Portugal, Slovenia. I'm not gonna lie, I want to have an upset here with Slovenia, but like my brain's saying don't be dumb and just put Portugal, because I feel like Portugal can easily win this and get or go through here. But like I feel like Slovenia is the one team where like I've actually had faith for an underdog team. Like I feel like they have it in them to actually get an upset, but I am gonna end up going Portugal. And then France, Belgium. Ooh, my favorite game of all of them. I think, who's the battle of the worst as of now? I'll say, the Ninja Turtle squeezes it out just because of
The
his mask.
Ninja Turtle.
Just because mask. If that, and also just because Lukaku has not been performing, and it's getting me mad that he's still there, like
Three
literally
goals
doing nothing.
disallowed.
Yeah, 3 goals disallowed. Too bad none of them counted. So from there, I'd have Germany, Spain. This is gonna be the craziest game, which I think is very likely to happen. Like, once again, I could be wrong, but I think it's very likely to happen. And I might get some hate for this, but I think Spain's gonna pull it through, and I think Spain will get past Germany. I feel like the home field advantage will only do you so much because Spain has actually been playing crazy. And the attack, although they're not crazy name players, like although they're not your Mbappes, they're literally your Moratas, your Nico Williams. Like, these players are putting in a shift right now, so don't sleep on Spain. I think Spain will go through. Then, it's gonna be Portugal, Slovenia, or no, it'll be Portugal, France. And then I feel like at this point, I want to say that France is gonna turn up.
Wait, Brian. I didn't hear you say your Spain and Germany prediction.
Oh, I said Spain. Spain over Germany because I said, yes, I feel like this is going to be the first big shakeup. I was like, the home field advantage will only get you so far. But if there's one team that has actually been playing crazy and consistent,
Was
is
Spain.
Spain.
Spain, yeah.
And they're the one attack where I've actually seen like a lot of confidence in. And I was saying, there's not a lot of like crazy star players on there. Like, yes, they have the Moratas and Nico Williams. But like they've been putting in a shift with these players, and I feel like it's because of the chemistry on that team,
Yep.
and like they're actually all working together. Like, I'm not seeing no selfish play right now, so I feel like that will kind of push them over the hump, and they'll get over Germany. But
Okay.
then it'll go Portugal, France, and then I was saying too that I believe France will actually at this point start catching a little bit of steam. Hopefully, some changes are made because if not, this is gonna go bad very quickly. But I'm actually gonna go France to go through, and I can see this going France going through in pens. Like, it could be that
Oh,
close.
okay.
I don't think it's gonna be a game where like a lot of goals are to be had. Like, I feel like there's gonna be a lot of missed opportunities. It's gonna go to extra time. It's gonna go to pens, and like France will squeak one through. But I feel like by this point, I'm hoping Mbappe catches some steam and he starts putting some goals in the back of the net. Hopefully Ronaldo does too, just because it'd be a great game to see them both like sharing goals and like it being this crazy high scoring game. But who knows? But yeah, I'll have France going through. Then it'll be France versus Spain. And then once again, I'm gonna have Spain because France does not win this tournament and they will not win it this year either. Let that streak continue. Because Mbappe will continue with his no Euros and Spain is just too big of a team right now. So then I'll have Spain in the final. Then we go to the right side. Romania, Netherlands. I feel like this is the easy. Actually, do I want to do an upset here? There's an upset on the right side. It's this one. Nah, I'll stay Netherlands. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, you Romanian fans. I keep disrespecting your country. But hopefully this ends up biting me in the butt and it's good for you guys because I want to see you guys go through. But I just feel like Netherlands is a little too strong still. Austria, Turkey, Andre Guler. It was nice seeing you, buddy, but you gotta pack your bag. Austria has been playing too good in this tournament. That actually, you'll be shocked as to where I have them going right now. But this is off of
Okay.
recency bias, so don't blame me. Then we get to the second fun game on the right side, England versus Slovakia. Oh my God, for the love of Jesus. England's gonna win this 6-0. I'm hoping it's a 6-0 game because if it's not, it's gonna be one of the most boring games. But I'm gonna have England going through just because, yes, their attack is lackluster. But if they don't get through Slovakia, this means that Southgate's getting fired. So I'm sure they'll find a way to get a win because if not, he's gone. And that alone will get them to go through. Then Switzerland, Italy. I'm going Switzerland. Yes, Italy has been crazy defensively. Yes, they've actually, like, when they need to, I guess they can put in a goal behind the net. But I feel like Switzerland has actually been very, very good themselves. Like, don't get it twisted. They've actually been performing very well. I feel like their attack is Like it could be better, but I mean it's good as of now. So I'm gonna have this as an upset. I can easily see Italy going through, but like I said, not all the big teams are gonna go through. So like at some point you kind of gotta pick and choose your battles. So just gonna go Switzerland. Then I'm gonna go England, Switzerland. Oh, hate this that I'm saying this, but England is gonna win Switzerland. I feel like I don't want that to happen. They could easily not happen. Because Southgate is Southgate, and they're somehow going to end up, like, losing in, like, penalties or something. But I'm going to have England going through. And, once again, it is coming home. Then, we move on to Austria, Netherlands. I'm going to have Austria winning this game. Once again, recency bias. I feel like they've been performing so good right now. They're the one team that's attacked, besides Spain, that looks crazy good. They've been bagging in, like, a bunch of goals. So, like, I don't think attacking is going to be a problem. But Netherlands does have a pretty good defense, so we'll see how that kind of goes out. But honestly, I've been watching a lot of Netherlands games, and I've been seeing them miss a lot of chances. Gakpo has missed a lot of chances. Depay has missed a lot of chances. Like, a lot of them have missed a lot of chances. So I'll have Austria going through. Then it'll be England-Austria, my worst nightmare. England is going to go to the finals, and we stay with that prediction. Yeah, it's going to bite me, but I just, you got to trust the process. Got to trust that. Trust this is the, so just going to stick with it. It's too late to go back. So, yeah, I'll have England going through. I feel like Austria would have had a great run, but I feel like at this point, something's just going to, like, click in England's head, and they're going to get it together, and they're going to kind of push forward. I'm not going to say that they're going to, like, sort everything out, because I don't expect none of these games to be, like, huge games. I feel like they're all going to go to, like, extra time or something, especially if England's playing, because these guys don't like to bag goals. But I feel like they'll figure out the defense a little bit, and they'll get to the final. Then it's going to be England, Spain in the finals, and Spain's going to win 5-0. So that'll be a very fun final. I feel like England, sorry, Southgate, you're probably still going to be gone at this rate. You're not going to be here any longer. But Spain's tournament has just been too crazy for them to go out like this. So I feel like Spain will be victorious.
All right. Well, interesting prediction there, Brian. I mean, I don't blame you there. It's a little tough for me because I'm like, I remember I told you, I said, do I pick from the heart, do I pick from the brain here? But
pick from the brain.
I don't know, man, because it's also not that far off crazy, but I'll start. Okay, so Spain, Georgia. Georgia, I mean, if Georgia win this game, they could make a run, but I can't see it happening. Spain's just way too strong. Georgia, they did their thing. They played their five back, and it got them to the group, but it's going to be tough in the knockouts, so I can't see them going through. But they should be happy of this first-time debut performance. But, yeah, so I have Spain going through here. Germany, Denmark, easily Germany, because Denmark's been very lackluster, and Germany's been pretty solid. Portugal, Slovenia, I don't see them. Now I'm struggling there, like, beating them and going through, so I feel like Portugal will win that one. And then France, Belgium, missed so many opportunities, it's ridiculous. They underperformed. They couldn't hit the back of the net, so I feel like France will get together a bit, and they will beat them there to go through. All right, now this is the tough part. So I want to be a little different from you, and I did originally have this prediction, so I don't know. I still have faith somewhat, and I'll see. Yeah. They've been looking good themselves, but I'm going to put Germany to beat Spain.
I appreciate that. You stay in it still, because then it also gives it a little bit of a, like, a little bit of a difference, too, so we'll have something different. And honestly, it's not biased, because there's definitely a chance that that happens.
Yeah, they're still doing pretty solid. It's not like they're playing bad, but there's still a chance my original prediction could still go through. But yeah, so I'll put Germany to beat them there. And then Portugal, France. I know you went France. I'm sorry, but I can't see them riding this ship at all. I'm going to have to go Portugal. Portugal have been pretty solid in the two games.
Yeah.
I know that last game, I'm not even going to count it, because everything that they did just went wrong. So, but I'm going to go Portugal there. I feel like France are going to get knocked out there, unfortunately. But they just underperformed. Deschamps needs to go and bring in Zidane. Fire that guy, man. Get him in here. Get my guy in here. But
Zidane's going to Chelsea, anyways.
Yeah, right. You wish. But yeah. All right, now so the tough part of the bracket, kind of in a way. No. I haven't said my finalist. My bad.
Yeah.
That's right. My finalist. I'm gonna go Germany, of course, because like I said, I have Germany winning the whole thing.
Yeah.
So Germany to beat France, not France, I mean Portugal in the semifinals to go to the final. But yeah, okay, other side. So Romania, Netherlands. Romania, they did great in their group. They should be proud to make it this far. But I feel like the Netherlands would just come up ahead. I know we got to vote for an upset, but it's coming. Don't worry. So I have
Oh, you're gonna put
Netherlands
Turkey.
to go through here.
Yep.
And then Turkey, Austria. I would have went Turkey had Austria not had that game at the end of the group.
Yeah.
So I gotta tip my hat in Austria's way, but I gotta hope that Turkey maybe get a result because obviously Arda Güler is that guy. So,
Yep.
but
All
I feel like Austria will
right.
win this one for sure. And then England, Slovakia. There's no way that England don't win this game, and I really hope that they score a goal, let alone more than one, and don't sit
Yeah,
back.
me too.
They need to stop sitting back, man. Like, I don't know what they think they're doing, parking the buses and gonna get them all the way there. It's gonna be
Yeah.
very hard to do. So I hope they do something, please. But yeah, so I'm gonna go for England there. And then this next one, I was gonna go Switzerland as well because I'm mad at Italy because they
Nice.
knocked out Croatia and their horrible style of play, man. I can't stand your boring Italian style of play. No offense, I
Yeah.
apologize. I can't stand it. So I'm going Switzerland on that one. All right, now this is where it gets a little difficult. Not here, but I'm gonna still tip my hat towards Netherlands. I feel like they'll still do pretty well. Austria is very good, but I feel like Netherlands. I feel like they'll get the revenge here. I feel like they'll get the win and they'll go through to the semifinals. Okay, so this is a it's interesting. I'm gonna tip the hat in Switzerland's way.
Ooh, nice.
Because England's been
I wanted to do
so lackluster, I just can't see them pulling it out. I can't see
Yeah,
them turning this around.
I don't know how I keep telling myself that England will, but I wanted to go Switzerland here too, but I didn't.
I don't blame you. Any other tournament, I would have been the same way as you, but they've been doing so bad. I can't see it, honestly. Gareth
Yeah.
Southgate needs to go. They need to bring somebody else in, and yeah, so I think Switzerland will pull it off, pull off the upset, and go towards the semifinals against Netherlands, where I feel Netherlands will get the best of Switzerland there to go towards the final. So we got ourselves a German
Ooh.
Netherlands final, and like I said, Toni Kroos.
Netherlands
Ballon
it through.
d'Or! Yeah, right. Toni Kroos, Ballon d'Or! Because at the moment, like, no spoiler, but it's not looking good for Vinny and Co. over in the States, so.
Yep.
And Jude Bellingham and Co. as well, so. Toni Kroos,
Yep.
Ballon d'Or!
Doubt it.
I know, but I'm hopeful,
No way they're
man.
gonna have.
He
There's
had a
no way they're gonna
good
have.
group stage, man. He played good. I just hope
There's
that
no way they're gonna have a DM to win it. No way.
man, but he's been solid. It's all about the silverware, so we gotta hope, but we'll see. But yeah, that is my prediction on who I have to win that, but
I really like it though. Why? I really like it.
what happened?
I said, I'm not gonna lie, I really like yours. A lot of yours were like picks that I kind of should have chosen myself, but I mean, I felt like I should have gone a little bit rogue, so.
I'm not going super rogue. I'm going based off of form, like in these
Yeah.
three games, like I said, Belgium were not the Belgium of old. They're trash themselves,
I feel,
some of
that's
these
what I'm
teams
saying.
just
I feel like I went
underperformed.
rogue. No, I'm saying I went rogue. I feel like you went like
Nah,
pretty
you didn't go
aggressive.
rogue. Heck
I think
no.
I did.
I put Switzerland to make it to the
To have Austria to
semis.
go to the quarters?
I can ease. Okay, I'm telling you this right now, right? If Austria gets past Netherlands, they will make it to the final.
Ooh.
I'm gonna tell you that because they do for sure. I can't see England making it for a deep run because, like I said, they just can't get it together. Gareth
Yeah.
Southgate's boring, man. He's gonna try and get a nil-nil draw and win it on pens every round. I don't know what this guy is doing, but he's clueless. And
It's
Italy, we're looking
gonna be
dicey.
funny whenever England loses the first game and my bracket's ruined.
Bro, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, Slovakia pulled
No.
out that win against Belgium, like I said,
Yeah.
and Belgium, I well, not really. They weren't playing like England because England didn't do crap at all. But we will see. We'll see
Yeah.
how everything plays out. But yeah. So that is before we end it off, Ryan, anything you want to say before we head off on
Yeah,
our Euro predictions?
I was actually gonna say one last thing. Well, it's gonna be more of a question. What game are
Yes.
you more excited about in the first round?
I don't know. I would normally say France, Belgium, but they're both been mediocre, so it's the battle of mid right there. Spain, Georgia. I'm gonna be real, Spain, Georgia, because Georgia looks so good after that game against Portugal, and Spain's just been on fire. So I feel like that's the one I'm more excited about.
I was gonna say Germany, Denmark, because I'm curious to see if Germany's the real deal or not.
You're just curious about it, but I know for sure
Yeah.
that Spain Georgia game is gonna be a banger. Georgia may not get through, but it's gonna be a good game. They're gonna go out fighting 100%.
Other one I also want to see is Austria, Turkey, but we'll see.
That one's iffy. It could be. They're both two good teams that it could to be a big decider on who goes through and who doesn't. But yeah,
That
decent
was the last
question.
thought I
Decent question,
had.
Ryan. Decent question from you. Do I have anything for you? Okay.
I have another one for you if you
Go
want.
for it, man. You hit me with them today.
The first upset. I think I have mine.
I'm gonna go France, Belgium.
I'm going Romania, Netherlands. I think
Hey,
Romania.
that's a good shout. Romania's looking solid. Romania, if they win that game, they can have a chance to make it to the semis at the very least.
I feel like there's gonna be like one crazy, crazy one, and like one like eh, like we don't really expect it. I feel like that Romania one's
Yeah.
gonna be like a big one.
They look solid, so you never know, but it's looking crazy. There's not so many huge teams left. A lot of them didn't make it so far. Some didn't make it so far, and then a lot of these smaller teams really came forward and made their presence known. So honestly, we might have like a new champion crowned, or someone that hasn't been crowned in a while. So I'm
Yeah.
excited because I wholeheartedly, like, no offense, I can't see France winning it, and they won it before. Portugal's looking okay, but they're not looking as dominant as I would like them to be. And other teams are looking more dominant. They won it before. Italy don't look as dominant. They won it before. England has never won it, but I can't see them winning it. Netherlands, they're looking a little dominant. They may win it, but there's a lot more new teams or like smaller teams here that have the chance to make a run. So we just may see a new champion just being crowned, just maybe. Don't get me
I
wrong.
hope
I love me an underdog story, you know that. As long as if the final doesn't consist of any of my Madrid players, you know I'll go for the underdog.
Yep.
Yeah, 'cause the only team here that I don't want to see win at all is maybe Belgium and Italy. The rest, whatever. Ah, I'm not.
Ooh, you want to see a Southgate
I was
victory?
about to say, I don't mind it. It's just, if England win it, we'll never hear the end of it. Oh my. We'll
Oh
never
my.
hear the end of it. I don't want to hear it, man, for the next like 4 years or until the World Cup. I don't even want to know. I don't want to hear it because you already know we
Coming
won't ever get them
home.
to shut up. They already came up like, it came home. It came home.
It
I
came
don't know.
home.
I don't want to hear it, man. I don't know. Oh, Netherlands too. I still have that hatred for Netherlands because of the World Cup. But it's been 10 years. Maybe I should let it go.
Bruh,
None of those players play for
no.
them anymore.
Let the grudge go already.
That's fine. My
No way.
beef is with Arjen Robben, not with the Netherlands Federation, so maybe I'll let it go. But it has been 10 years now, so maybe I should let it go. My deep Mexican roots are fighting it to not let anything go,
Oh
to
yeah,
just
and we'll
let it
talk about
simmer.
those tomorrow.
Oh
We'll talk
yeah, that's
about
another
tomorrow.
interesting one.
I feel like we just ended there with that, with a little spoiler for tomorrow. And you best believe we're talking about my USA boys, and it is not some little future.
lot planned. We have a lot to say. We have a lot of things. I have my rant coming along. I don't know if Brian has a rant coming along.
I
I got
do.
myself a rant. I don't want to say I told you so, but as of now, I'm looking like a sage over here, man. I feel like I'm getting a lot of things right in the Copa America. I'm getting everything wrong in the Euros, which is crazy, but I feel like
Hey,
I'm hitting everything on the nail.
honestly, I'm not gonna lie, me too. I told you, I remember I told you, you said that the USA group was gonna be easy. I told you, be careful with Panama, man. Like, it's as you thought. But
You
as of
can't
now,
say that. You can't say that because the difference between easy and throwing, but we'll
we'll
leave
talk
it.
about it
We'll
tomorrow.
leave it
We'll
for
talk about
tomorrow. If you want to
it
hear more about that, make sure you stay tuned in. So, Brian, once again, what should these nice people do if they've made it to the end of this podcast?
Well, you should give us a 5-star rating, follow, turn on your notifications, anything you can do possible, do all of that so you can tune into the next episode. And also, just if you don't like get any notifications or anything, you can tune in or like pop in really quickly, see if we uploaded something so you can tune into every episode.
Yes, exactly. For the most part, every episode drops around midday. Well, midday PST or late at night because we were up and we put it up last second. So either goes up super late for us or this is confusing. Just be on the lookout. You know, just turn on the noties. There you go. Turn on the
And
noties if you
I'll
want to see them.
and also leave us suggestions. If there's anything you think we should do different, or there's any comments you had about the episode, let us know.
Yes, what do you think of our takes? What do you think of our predictions? What do you think about the tournament so far? Your favorite moments? Unpredictable scenes? Did you see things coming? Did you not see? Just let us know your thoughts of these tournaments so far. I know it's been very interesting summer so far. I can't believe that we're almost in July. This tournament's making things fly by.
Yep.
But yeah. After these two tournaments will end, we'll have the preseason, like the preseason games, and then transfer news, and the league will start already. So the season will start way sooner than we know it. But yeah, we'll leave it there. Thank you guys very much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. Like we said, be sure to do all that good stuff, and we hope to see you guys next time.
See ya.